Morning, Masechet Shabbat, Daf Lamed, and we're starting at the bottom at the Mishnah, three lines from the bottom of Daf Kaf Tet Amud Bet. So this is again, these are again the Mishnahs, I know that I'm chofer, as they say. These are still the extension of the Mishnahs, which you would say in Bamim Adlikin, right? So the Mishnah Kerelan says, Mechabet Haner Ibneshu Mitirmine Gunochrims. If you extinguish the candle, because you're scared of Goyim running around, they're coming to conduct a pogrom, I suppose. Or we've now list him. Not only pikuach nefesh, just generally you're scared of going, right? You don't know that you're there, they might come in and rob you, whatever. Or we've now list him, or crooks, we've now ruach ra'ah, of a bad ruach, bad of devils, whatever, it's shade him. We've now achole she'ishan, or could have a sick person sleeping in the room. Or all of those examples, if you did extinguish the candle, so you are patur. Remember patur on Hilchot Shabbos, we've got Asur, which we say chayiv, right? When we say chayiv, it means you chayiv a korban. And if you patur, it means you aren't chayiv a korban, but it's still not mutar. Okay, so there's mutar, patur, chayiv. So yeah, we're not saying you chayiv, we're saying you patur. So it seems like it's only a gzair of a drabbanan, you shouldn't do it. And if you did it, you aren't chayiv a korban, but you're still not mutar to do it. It's asur, but you patur. Kechaser aner, now.
Yeah, b'shogeg.
B'shogeg, right. So, always talk about b'shogeg. Sorry, right. Although here, to be honest with you, here, if you mechabe taner b'nei shu mitra b'nei listim, are you doing a b'shogeg? Seems like you're actually doing it here lechatchila.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Here it seems, we'll see in a second, it's actually a davar shalom mit kavein. Because a davar shalom mit kavein, you've got to extinguish the flame for the melocha of chib kibui. And remember that kibui is for oseh pecham. Why were they mechabe flames in the Bible? They'd light a wood and then extinguish the wood, the fire from the wood, so they could then get the coal to make coal. So that's the melocha of kibui. Just putting out a fire stem is not a melocha. The melocha of putting out a fire was, we'll see in a second, the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. So here, I don't think it's a case of shogeg. Here, I think he's saying that if you mechaber aner, you didn't do the melocha, and we'll see, the Gemara will tell us. I'm not making this up. We'll see in a second over the Amud, that's a case of, we're trying to work out now, who is the Tana that says that if you did a melocha, shalchichet a gufo, or a davar shalom mit kavein, who said that you are still asur, the Yon Chai. We'll see the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon says mutar lechatchila. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says it's asur still, you shouldn't do it, but you patur from a korban, because there's no melocha being done over here. So I think it's not a case of shogeg. So mechabed nevnei shum, all those reasons, you would be patur. If you kechasel aner, or kechasel hashemen, kechasel haptila, here you just didn't want it to burn, you thought, why, chaval lakesef. You don't need the candle anymore, why did it burn? If it burns, so you're going to lose, you're going to waste oil, waste a wick, waste a candle, waste flames. There you did it because you really, there you would say, there you'd say chayiv. There you chayiv a korban because yeah, it's if you did it like in the order of a melocha. And here Rabbi Yossi is poter bechulan, chutz min apetila, mibnei shu oseh pecham. All the examples over here, Rabbi Yossi says, if you put them out, you wouldn't be chayev, only if you actually put out the wick itself. Right? Why? Because extinguishing the wick, there you're making a pecham, you're making coal. Look at Rashi quickly. Yibnei nochrim could go and parse him. Okay, yeah, Rashi explains that one of the nochrim over here, the Persians, we saw it before, that is, when it was the day of their chag, you weren't allowed candles anywhere else other in there but te'avodah zorah. Right? Yibnei alistin, shlo yiru shem sham adam yavu elada kam, they steal from you. If you can't see, if it's dark, you're more relaxed. I think the shady won't come. The Masorah Shas over here says Svar Acher Mara Shchora. Okay, it's, I don't know, some sort of black omens or whatever.
Patrick, Dan, is it talking about Shabbos or Chag?
Talking about Shabbos. Probably Yontif as well. I don't see a difference, by the way. I don't think there's no difference even on kibui. On yontif, you can light a fair candle. You can't put it out. So it probably makes no difference if it's yontif or Shabbos. But I think we're discussing Shabbos.
Friday chayev here would mean is chayev
a korban, chayev a korban. Chayev, if he did it b'meizid, he'd be chayev skila. If he did it b'shogeg, he'd be chayev a korban. And shogeg here would mean, and shogeg here would mean that he wasn't sure there was a David Yu was a isur, David Yu was Shabbos, David Yu would whatever, all those examples. Right? So the Gemara here would be patur. Patur, wazi patur. He's patur. Just 1 second. Okay, right. He said that there would be patur, and then if he did it for kechas l'ashem, he'd be chayev. Rashi says a chayev. We'll see in the Gemara why. And the Rabbi Yossi says no. Rabbi Yossi says poter bechur and all these last examples kechas l'aner, kechas l'ashem, and he'd be patur. Chutz mina petil, if he extinguished the wick. Look at Rashi. That's in the putting out the wick. See that? Up until now was a melocha. You aren't doing the melocha for the purpose of the melocha. Yeah, when you extinguish the wick, that's really melocha she'atzricha legufa, for the gufa of the melacha. Gufa here means the actual act of the melacha. You're extinguishing a wick. That's how you make coal. You burn it and then you extinguish it. That's how you get the coal. Right? Can I remember to see it later on in the Gemara? Okay. Now, the good news about this Gemara is tricky Mishnah, but we've got all of our Gadot here. We'll try and go through it quite quickly. Ed said, yes, that looks like a Brocha's Daf, and he was right in more than one way. It is like a Brocha's Daf, actually. We've got a lot of our Gadot here also. The Gemara is like this. Midiktani Sefer Chayev. Since we learned the Sefer said Chayev, Chasla Shemek, Chasla Nek, Chasla Ptila, we said Chayev, Shema Minar Abiyuri. Yeah, the Gemara says, it's like Rabbi Yehuda, look at Rashi. Chasla ner, chasla chayev, rab, shogeg, shebeshogeg. Okay, look here. Chasla ner, chayav, chatat, im shagag, beshabbat. Yeah, so see, we're talking about Shabbos, talking about shogeg. Yeah, on the kechas, not on the mechabed, right? But not on the first few examples. Talk about the last example, we said kechas, right? Can you all hear me? Anybody hear me? My internet gone?
Baron, you're coming in shogeg.
Yeah, I know that. Okay, well, we need to take our chances. So you know what? Maybe all of you, Taka, go to audio and let me stay on video. Could be hard for me. Maybe one person be like the designated live person that I can see here.
Biggest problem with us being on video.
Okay.
It shouldn't be. I mean, like,
talking over here. So now, you see here. So we're speaking about Shabbos, we're speaking about Pchatat, we're speaking here about the second part of the Mishnah, the Kechas L'Hashem and Kechas L'Aner, Kechas L'Aptila. Right, so there, what he says, it was shogeg, shachach shu shabbat, or savar shekibui muta b'shabbat. So those are the possibilities of shogeg here. That either you thought that it was Shabbos, it wasn't Shabbos, or you thought it was mutar and Shabbos, etc. So now, well, how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says, shvam Rabbi Yehuda he. Right, the Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, right? He's the guy that tells us all the time, right, that melochesh and shechel aguf v'chayv aleh. Right, that even if you did a melocha which was a neser shish and a tshech legufa, you still chayev, right? And the kibui ze ain tzarich legufa, says Rashi. This kibui is not necessary. We aren't doing kibui because we want peicham. Ele tzarich davar acher. We're doing it for another reason altogether. Shelo tidalek aptilis, that the wick won't be burning, or shelo yifka haner, or you won't crack, come to crack the actual the base itself. What is melocha shetzichel gufa? What is the melocha you need for the actual act of doing the melocha of Shabbos? Would be making a coals. Kishosinoto v'chibui shel habihuv petila. Only the lighting of the wick, right? Shakibui nasa lahayachiz boha ol maher. Because why? When you light, we spoke about it, by lighting the wick, and then you extinguish the wick, you can come to light it better the second time. That is like making coals. That is making something which is more flammable, which burns more. Because she yirtzed hadik v'kevan Rabbi Yehudahi, reisha depata mishum chole, right? V'kevan Rabbi Yehudahi, reisha depata mishum chole, v'hu adin l'shar peturei dematniti. So he says there as well, the reisha as well, he says that you are patur, right, and not mutar, for all those other arguments. So the Gemara wants to say that this, who's the talent of this Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, "New Reisha b'Maasika." What's the Reisha speaking about? Right? Which type of chole now? Which chole was he says the chole if you patur or not mutar? He says, "Iba chole sheyesh bo sakana." If it was a chole who was very sick, it was about to die, and there was a sakana for that chole. So then it should be mutar. Said we buy land. Will we even have to discuss over here? What's going to pasul it's mutar? Then chayev chatat mi bari. We have to talk about in the Mishnah that you that's mutar. If it's a cholish and osakana, you chayev if you did it for, on purpose, right? Or even if you do b'shogeg, you be chayev chatat. You purpose to be chayev mita. You can't just go around putting candles out for people. Right, so the Gemara said, "No, olam b'cholish yesh bo sakana." It's actually a cholish yesh bo sakana. And what's the story over here? Really, ubedin hu delitnu mutar. You should actually have learned mutar. Shouldn't have said patur for the chole. Should have said mutar. So why did it say patur, which means patur, aval still asur, as opposed to mutar lechatchila? You can't do it. He says, "V'aydi the bayle mitn seifachayev tanami reishem patur." It's just because we want to learn the end of the Mishnah, right? That you'd be chayev of kibui there. The Lashon Kibui, the Mishnah chose here the opposite of pat of chayev, which would be patur and not mutar. So really, the Gemara is saying you're right. If it's a chole sheesh posakana, it's patur even a chatchila. You can do it. There's no problem whatsoever. V'ada tani Rabbi Oshia. The Gemara says V'ada Rabbi Oshia is like this. Im shila chole sheyishan lo yichabe im kaba patur. Aval Asur, right? But didn't we learn Rabbi Oshia? Rabbi Oshia wrote the Brightas, remember? But didn't we learn Rabbi Oshia? Rabbi Oshia Behedya wrote Beferush that it's actually Asur. She says, "Ahi becholeh she'ain bo sakana." That's about a chole. There's no sakana. It's a different type of chole. Well, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree with, and that was with regards to Rabbi Shimon. That was Rabbi Shimon. He did patalei mishuel shichel guf. Rabbi Shimon said, "No, even a chole she'ain bo sakana." Remember, Rabbi Shimon is more making on this than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon said, even a chole she'ain bo sakana would be patur, right? It would be patur, and there we were speaking. Rabbi Oshia said that Rabbi Yehuda would say chai, Rabbi Shimon would say patur, and it's a different type of chole altogether. So basically, we understand some of the Mishnah. Our Mishnah discussing Rabbi Yehuda is the Tanah of our Mishnah. We'll be talking about a chole she'ain bo sakana, and really it should have said mutar. Why did it say patur? Because we wanted to talk about chas l'Hashem and chas l'aner chayev, so we chose the lashon patur. It was more of a stylistic issue. Don't get confused. And the Gemara in the Kashi Abra, Rabbi Oshin, his brighter, speaks about chayev. He said, no, that's discussing a cholish enu bo sakana, which is a much bigger chumra of putting out a candle for stump and cigars, give a headache altogether. Okay, now we can start moving a little bit. What's like this? Shaul sha'il zu le'ilamar mirabi tanchum de minoy. So this question, Rashi says, Shaul Sheila Zo. It's like a bit of a linguistic type of styling here. Shaul Sheila. The question was asked, Le'ile. Remember, we saw the Lashon yesterday already was Le'ile meant in front of, Le'fanav. Funny enough, yesterday Rashi didn't explain why Le'ile meant Le'fanav. Here he says, what's Le'ile? Mirab Tamchu Le'fanav, he says. The Gemara uses that Lashon of Le'ile. Bahamikra. Shravim Omdimi Ma'alo, he says, I know the Shrafim, they're like, you got the tops of angels, we're standing above him. Val Shem Sheyireim Nitkarev Lefanav Omdim Rechok, because they were scared, they stood afar. So it's like, Le'ela means in front of, but a bit of a distance, because of a bit of Yira. Rather, it's the Balachim in front of Hashem, if I understood it correctly. And that's the Lashon of Le'ela, meaning above, but a bit afar. So this was the question. Minno is a place, he came from Noi, maybe he was a Frenchman. I don't know, from Nowy or something. Nowy is actually like a very fancy district outside Paris, but it's part of Paris. A lot of rich Jews live there. Nowy, I think it's called, something like that. Okay. She says, Mahu lechabot butzina de nura mekame beisha beshapta. She says, can you extinguish a flame in mekame beisha beshapta? Now, what does beisha v'yamin mean? You look at Rashi, what does it mean, be'ima? Be'isha? It's a chole. And Rashi, what's it mean, a chole? Targum shel ra'a bishta. So we've got bishta, right? Bisha means bad. Means if you look over the Amud, you'll see on Amud Bet, there's Rabbeinu Chananel here, the third, that it says, the fourth line, it says, ma'u lechabot botzina de nehora, mekaveh be'isha be'shapti. Rabbeinu Chananel there says, perush be'isha shchiv mera. Person who's lying about it die. This is a very sick person. So either a person who's sick, or Rabbeinu Chananel would argue with Rashi that no, we're talking about a very, very sick person, not just an ordinary sick person, a shchivera. Rashi says just a regular sick person. So the question is, can you put the candle out? Now we saw in our Mishnah, chasne chas lashemen, sorry, b'chabet nevnev shuvin, or chole sheyishan patur. And we said, learn patur with mutar. So it seems to be that it's okay. Anyhow, he asked the question. So now the Gemara gives a very flowery type of answer. Patach v'amar. So now, right? He says like this, Shaul she'ele zu le'ilem yirav tamchum. So now, when it said there, Shaul she'ele zu, I wanted to see something here I never looked at yesterday. No, so it seems like, we'll see in a second, it seems like the guy who asked the question's name is actually Shaul. I'm not sure, maybe not. He says like this, Patach v'amar. Rashi, what do you mean Patach v'amar? Kacha yuregilin niftoach ba'agadah tchila. Before that answer, halocha, shaila, question, they'd first give a bit of an agadita. Try and make the guy a little bit more attentive, right? V'hu domeh l'sheila v'darash. Rashi, like the guy asked you a question, you went into a drosha. He says, Ant Shlomo, he says, you are Shlomo. That's why I think the guy that asked the question is Shlomo. An chokhmatcha, where's your chokhmah? Right, Rashi says here a little bit later on, if you look down the Rashi's, he says, An hi, ana halcha, where's your chokhmah gone? Where are you on? An sukhlatnutcha, your sechel, where's your sechel gone? Right? Now if you look at the Beshur HaShas over there, Bet, he says there, Tirgum unkelus, shel chokhmah and tvuna, unkelus translates chokhmah and tvuna as bechukhmata uvesukhletanu. So he says, where's your chokhmah, where's your bina? He says, Lord Dayech, Shedvarecha Sotrin, Divrei David Avich. Suppose the guy, Zan, where's the charger? I need the battery charger, please. There it is, sorry. All right. So he says that, isn't it enough that you are contradicting your father David? All right, so I suppose this guy, his name was Shlomo, and therefore he's saying your father David. Just 1 second, yeah, we're having technical issues, yeah. Okay, now we got batteries plugged in. Oh, I got this battery. Curtain, the window behind me, yeah. Oh, you can plug. Okay, this is all the Satan. This is all the Yetzer Warrior trying to get us to stop learning, you see, but we'll overcome him. Like in the Parsha this morning in Vayikra, so at the case there where Aaron starts doing his melocha, he sees the mizbeach, and the Ravid says over there that he saw the mizbeach, and he saw the horns on the mizbeach, the four corners, and it reminded him of the Egel HaZahav. So he got scared. He says there was the Satan, and therefore Ramban says that he had to overcome the Satan to go in and try to get him, to prevent him doing these melochas. So we wanted the Satan interfere, right? So now, he says over here, he says, Lord Yachshet Varecha, Sotin Vera David Avicha. So now the guy's being very linguistic here, and he says, you Shaul, and you're asking me a question, and your question is Soter David, David Amelech, who's your father, right? And he says like this, Ela Shet Varecha, Sotin Vera Avicha, Ma, what did David say in Tehillim? Lo Ameitim Yaluya, the dead can't praise Hashem. Va'atamart, and you, Shlomo, he's quoting now, right? So we're going up and down over here. We see we've got Tehillim and we've got Kohelet, right? And we've got Kohelet. So Tehillim is David and Kohelet is Shlomo. So he says in Tehillim, David HaMelech said, Lo hametim yalleluya. The dead can't praise Hashem, right? Va'atamart, and you, Shlomo, v'shibach ani et hametim shekvar metu. And Shlomo says, I'm praising the dead who are already dead. So make up your mind. Either you can't praise the dead or you can praise the dead. Right? I'm trying to think where it's best for me to sit over here. Okay, I think it's better, right? Or you can praise the dead. So make up your mind. You've got to steer between you and your father. Right? V'chazart amat, and then you went again and you said, ki lekelev chai. Now we, another Kohelet, who tov min ariyei meit, that the kelev chai, look at Rashi over here. V'chazart amat, listor divrei atzmacha. Now you come in to contradict yourself. We'll see now in a second. In the end, we're going to have this question here of, he's going to tie it up. He said, can you extinguish a candle before a sick person? Right? So we'll see. It's all going to tie up in a second. That a live dog is better than a dead lion. So he says, Lord Kesha, there's no steer. What's going on over here? So it's like this, it's not steer, huh? When David said that the dead can't praise Hashem, this is what he's saying. Lo la mi asok adam betorah mitzvot kolim shiamut. He says he's got to learn mitzvahs in Torah before he dies. Shechevan shemait, but tell me not Torah, mina mitzvahs. Once he's dead, he's dead. V'ain la'kadosh baruch hu shivach bo, and you can't give a kadosh baruch any praises. V'ha'adam Rabbi Yochanan. That's Rabbi Yochanan said as well. Ma'arichti b'meitim, they're chofshi. A dead person is chofshi. Kevin shemeit, I'm not saying chofshi, we're not throwing our mitzvahs. Right? And that was David. So now how do we understand the steer over here? And David saying, when I said I was praising the dead, right? When they were in the desert and they sinned, Amad Moshe, look at the Rashi over here. Where's Amad Moshe? Lost my place. When Moshe wanted to daven to say them after Egel Azav, right? But nothing helped. When he invoked Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov's names, he was invoked. So that's what Shlomo said. I'm not praising the dead. But look, look how great the dead were, that even when they were dead, they were able to come and save Am Yisrael. Davar Achem, another explanation was, Minago Shel Olam, the way of the world, Sar Basar Vadam Gozer Gzeira, a king, he makes a decree, Safek Mekayman Ota, Safek En Mekamin Ota, Tzedat, would he fulfill it? Why did he fulfill the decree? V'im Tim Shel Olam Mekayman, if you want to say, maybe he will, V'chayav Mekayman Ota, V'motan En Mekamin Ota, he can only fulfill the decree while he's alive. When it's dead, no one cares about what the king said. V'lu Moshe Rabbeinu Gazar Kamek Zerot, but he can't come attack. Moshe Rabbeinu made lots of Zeros and Takanot. Right, Rashi says, yeah, but tikan kama takanot, ki ahid tali b'megillah, Moshe tikan Mishael, she yu shualin v'dorshin b'nyano shel yom. Interesting, eh? That the idea that on Yontif, you should actually learn the halachos of Yontif, was a takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Rather, right, coming up Pesach now, on Pesach, sit to learn the halachos of Pesach. We know, dorshin et inyan achok farash dorshin yom nifnei, because we love to learn. But even so, there's the inyan on the day itself to learn the mitzvahs, right? V'kamot hein olam olam amar, we do it forever. So Moshe Rabbeinu made it. Thousands of years later, we're still keeping Pesach, and we're still learning the halachos of the day. So lo yafe amar Shlomo v'shbeach ani atameitim. So we see over there that this wasn't a bad idea, what Shlomo said. He was not a bad deal to praise the dead. Look how they are still helping us. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov saved us in the desert. Moshe Rabbeinu is still practicing his takanot all the way. Now then, davar acher. Another one, v'shbeach ani. What does Shlomo say? B'shviach ani k'd Rav Yehuda Amarav, d'am Rav Yehuda Amarav. My dichtiva se'i mi oto tova v'yus sonai v'yevoshu. This was David HaMelech, right? David HaMelech, right? This is in Tehillim. He asked Hashem to give him a sign that look what he says here. V'yerus sonai. Who are the sonai? Who are the sonai David HaMelech? Rashi says, yeah. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, yeah. I think I saw Rashi. Sonai David Mishpachat Shaul, Shim'i v'chayot Zebo. There were people there who were of the opinion that because David HaMelech sinned with Bathsheba, that's why he couldn't build the Beit HaMikdash. They said that's a punishment for Bathsheba. Even though we'll see the Gemara explain it differently in a second. Right? He says, Amar David B'Akadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Hashem, Macholi, Al Oto Avon. Rashi says, yeah, Al Oto Avon is Bathsheba. Amar lo, Macholach, you've forgiven. Amar lo, Asei mi ot b'chayai, let it be a sign in my life. That I can, that I've forgiven. Amar lo b'chayecha eni modia. During your life, no. Aval b'chayeh Shlomo b'incha eni modia. But when you're during the life of your son, there I let the whole world know that you were forgiven. Keshebana Shlomo b'ed HaMikdash. We've seen this story before, by the way. The Mishnah Shas says Moed Kata, but I don't know, we saw it somewhere else. I'm not sure where. If anybody remembers, he says Keshebana Shlomo b'ed HaMikdash. Bikesh tachnis Aron b'ed HaKodesh HaKodeshim. He wanted to bring the Aron inside. Davku Sharim. The gate shut closed. I look at Rashi, the doors of Kodesh HaKodeshim shut closed, wouldn't let them open, wouldn't he bring in the Aron? Amar Shlomo, Eshrim V'arba Radot, he said 24 praises, but Lord, never helped, never opened. Patachla, then he said, Se'u Sha'arim Rashaychem, as we say every time we take out the Sefer Torah, Se'u Sha'arim Rashaychem, V'inasu Pitchei Olam, right? Open up your gates. V'inasu pitchei olam, and the heaven, the doors of the world will lift up. V'yavo melech hakavod, and let the melech hakavod come. Now who's melech hakavod? Yeah, look at the Gemara, it says like this: Riatu batrei lemivlai. So now the doors went back. Look at Rashi there. Ratan sha'ar. Rashi adds in there sha'arim. Right, we Agur hasn't got it. It says right, true batray lemivlay savrei da alatzmo amar melech hakavod. The gates thought that Shlomo was talking about himself. Open up because the king's coming. Amar le sharim. So the gate said, "Mi uze melech hakavod?" The pasuk then says, right? Mi uze melech hakavod amar le Hashem izuz vegibor. That's how we understand it. It says, "Asu shem melechim izuz mi uze melech hakavod." It's the guy talking to Shlomo. Who are you calling melech hakavod, right? Amar lo mi uze melech hakavod amar le. He said to them, to the guides, Hashem izuz vegibor. Still, Chazar then Shlomo says, Chazar, "Asu shem rashechem usu bitchei olam." They want melech hakavod. They said again, "Mi uze melech hakavod." It's Hashem tzvaot who melech hakavod tzela velo na'ana. Didn't help. The guy still didn't open. Kevan Shamar Hashem Elohim, Al Tashem Penem Shichecha, Shicha Lechazel Avinavdecha Miyad Naane. Right. So when he said Al Tashem Penem Shichecha, Zechra Lechazdei David Avdecha, he invoked David's name. Miyad Naane. The guy, listen, open up. Botasha Nevchu Panai Penei Kol Shnei David Keshule Kedaira. He says at that moment, all the people who hated David, we saw the like Beit Shaul and Shimi, etc., they did like a 180-degree turn in their understanding. They understood that David was forgiven, and it was Bishut David HaMelech. At the end of the day, he chose the site, he bought the site, he planned the Beit HaMikdash, he planned it all with Shlomo. Everything was done. It was actually, it was considered the Beit David, right, the Beit of David HaMelech, that his sin was forgiven. It's unbelievable. It's actually an amazing parallel to Aaron and the Egel HaZahav in this week's parsha in Shmini. Very, it's very similar. Okay, so Gemara says, "V'lo yafe amar Shlomo v'shibeach ani et ha-meitim shekvar meitu." Isn't it a nice pasuk? Shlomo said, "Shibeach ani et ha-meitim." David HaMelech, his zchut was able to be used to invoke to open up the doors of the Beit HaMikdash. And now the Gemara carries on and says, "B'yom Hashmini shalach et ha'am v'yivarchu et ha'melech v'yachulu elehem smechim v'tuv lev al kol ha'tova she'asa Hashem v'David avdo v'yisher amo." Now it took, there was again there the parallel to this week's parasha of Chanukat HaMishkan. Took, there were 7 days of Miluim and then it was on the 8th day. Same idea over there. During Shlomo's time there was a whole Chanukah which lasted for 8 days. Now those 8 days went into Yom Kippur. And on the Yom Kippur of that, they sat in the 8th and they feasted in the Beit HaMikdash. Right, so there was a chashash, maybe they were sinners. The Gemara explains now what this whole pasuk, word by word. Right, we've got over here, it says, v'shabach, where's the pasuk? V'hayu dichtiv b'yom ha-shmini shalach. Right, the whole long story, I can't find the pasuk, it doesn't matter. But so now, what does it mean? The Gemara is like this, v'yechu la'elohehem. What does it mean? Shematzu neshotehem b'tahara. When they got home, they found their women, all their wives were taharot from the Negev mikvah. Smechim, what were they happy about? Shenehenu miziv hashchina. They had reveled in the glory of Hashem. V'tuvei leiv, what were they good-hearted for? Shenit abru neshotehem shel kol echad v'echad v'yalda zachar. All the children that year all fell pregnant, and they all had, gave birth to boys. Al kol ha'tova she'asa Hashem le'David avdo u'lishel amo. What does it mean? Le'David avdo, what does it mean? She'machalu al avon al oto avon. They're happy because of David. He was forgiven for the sin of Bathsheba. U'lishel amo, what about Am Yisrael, his nation? Da'achi lehu avon de Yom HaKippurim. That was Yom HaKippurim. Look at Rashi over here. What's the avon Yom HaKippurim? She'achlu v'shatu b'chanukat ha'bayit. During the chanukat ha'bayit, they ate and they drank. K'ichtiv et achag shivat yamim. Veshivat yamim, because I remember Moed Katan, and then we'll see what Yom Kippur. Udekama Shlomo, and now with regard to what Shlomo said, ki lekelev chai hu tov min ariyah hamet. Now we're going to explain what is that talking about. Look at Rashi there. Udekama Shlomo, lav leinyan chashivuta amru, and leinyan hilchot Shabbat veYom Tov. What was he speaking about? Not that the lion, that the dog is more important than the lion, but it's about the halachas of Yom Tov and Shabbos. How does that mean? Krav Yehuda Amrav Yehuda Amrav. My dichti, what does the pasuk say? Hodiyaini Hashem kitzi umidat yamai mahi edama chadalani. So he says over here, this was David HaMelech. David wanted to know when is he going to die. He was very preoccupied with when is he going to die. Right? So Amar David Yivnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam, Hashem. Hodiyaini Hashem kitzi. Tell me my end. Amar lo gzairi ilif milfra. Hashem says to David, there's a gzairi in front of me. Akon, she'ain modim, ketzo shebasar vadam. Right, he says, I can't tell you when I'm going to die. People don't know. That's an unknown. Umidat yamai mahi. So tell me now, what about midat yamai? Rashi says, midat yamai. Kama yamei chaya. How long will my life be? So say, my dear, gzairi, v'ash em modin, midat yamav, shladam, I can't tell you. Veda ma chadal ani. So via Rashi, ma chadal ani. Yom ani chadal ubatel. Now tell me the day. This is the day I'm going to die. Amar lo b'shabbat tamut. You're going to die on Shabbos. David HaMelech died on Shabbos. That's one of the reasons why we say, do we say tzidkatcha, you know, during the time between Mincha and Maariv, it's a sad time. That time when David Masoret David Amir died at that time, right? Sad time of the day. Right? He says, B'Shabbat Tamut. So David says, Kon Amut Be'echad, B'Shabbat Kon, they died on a Sunday. Right? Look at Rashi there. Amut Be'echad, B'Shabbat, She'yuchlu Li Tasek, Be'yu Be'ev Spedi. At least let them be able to deal with my, prepare my funeral and make Hespedim. I died on Shabbos. Well, what's the story? So Amar Lo Hashem says to him, Kfar Higia Malchut Shlomo Bincha, Emachut Nogat B'chaveta, Elek, Afilu Kimelo Nima. Now, we see this plenty of time. It says, no, because on Shabbos you're going to die because by the Sunday is already Shlomo HaMelech's rule. And no kings can overlap even for the valley, the Nima, hair breadth. Quite an overlap. You have to be clear cut. Your time is over. Shlomo's time will start. That's it. I can't give you till Motzei Shabbos. Right? So he said, Amut, then let me Amut be'erev Shabbos. Give me, let me die a day earlier. So you know, I'm going to vater one day, but at least let me die with the time that people can prepare my funeral, he says. So Amalu Hashem says to him, but didn't you yourself say David, right? This is a passage quoted from Tehillim. Kitov yom bechatzerecha me'elef bacharti tzofef beit lehaim idur. Even one day in your Beit Midrash, right? Look at the Gemara like this. Kitov yom bechatzerecha, Rashi says, kitov yom. Klomar, kfar amarte, David, you said lefanai. Tov yom shata omed bechatzri vosek patra. You'd rather have one day me'elef olot she'atid bincha shlomo olot kirichtiv. Elef olot, yale shlomo brought 1,000 olot, korbanot. David said, one day in your Beit Midrash to me is worth more than 1,000 olot. So you want to cut off one day? You have a whole extra day to live. Surely that's a big thing. Why you want to make your life a day shorter? Right? He says, Tovish yom echad shem b'sek b'torah b'elef olot she'atid klomo b'icha l'akriv t'vanai. I'll gather his bayach. So now, we'll make up his time now. He says, Kol yom edes shabta. Right? Rashi says, Kol shel kol shabbatot ha'shlim. So from that day onwards, every single Shabbos, David and Melech wasn't taking chances. Yati v'garis kule yom. Look at Rashi there. He sat and learned every day. It's important, Gemara, this. Right? But you're in Torah, the Malach HaMavet doesn't come near you. Torah megina mimavet. Torah protects you from death. We learned this Masechet Sota. Torah protects from death. Right? So now, Hahu yom debayle minach nafshei. The day that the Malach HaMavet came, it was Shabbos. Kam Malach HaMavet, kam ei, came in front of you. Lo yachol ala, yachil, couldn't do, get him. Doing Torah all day. So, the law have a pasik pume migirsi. He never stopped learning. Amar my Avida, what am I going to do? Some Malach HaMavet. Have a lay bustina achore beite. So there's Likute Rashi Avida, it says bustina here like a orchard. Or some sort of a thing in the back of his palace. Right, he had a bustina there. Ata Malach HaMavet, saliku bachish binana. He came there, Rashi says over there, and he shook the trees. Right, but now Malach Benot Hashmeh and make a noise. Right, to make some sort of unfamiliar noise. So now David heard this noise, nothing to be said. Went out to see what was this noise all about. Have a salik bedargan. He came down the steps. There was a ladder there of some kind. Ifchit dargan mitute. One of the rungs fell out underneath him. Ishtik v'nach nafshei. And he died. Okay? So now, shalach shlomo lebei midrasha. Now David Amir dies on Shabbos. Shlomo wants to know, what do I do on Shabbos? A dead body's muktza. What do I do with a dead body? How do I deal with it now? It's Shabbos. So he goes to me and says, Abba mate, umutal b'chema. The klavim shall beit abba revim. I say, so I'm worried. He says the dogs are outside, the body's lying in the sun, the dogs are hungry. They're going to start chewing up the corpse any second. Shalchule, right? Remember now. I said the parable. Ariyei mate mikelev chai, right? The klavim or chayim. And David Medich was a gadol like a lion. He's dead, right? So shalchule chatuch nevela vehenach lifnei klavim. He says take meat, a nevela, treif meat. Look at Rashi says, yeah, what was in Chatuch Nevela? He says over here. So Rashi says over here, different to me. I said that the dogs are running around and they might chew up the corpse, which personally I think is pshat. But Rashi's got his own pshat. Rashi says, yeah, l'shtei she'elot halalu hutzach. He needed to ask two questions in the Beit Midrash. In other words, there were two separate issues. The one was the dogs were hungry, and the other thing was that David Melech was dead. And they answer him on each one separately. Right? So now they say over here, Chatuch Nevela. Now, if you look at the Likutei Rashi, the bottom, if you've got an art scroll, 3 to 4 lines from the bottom, from a daf later on, daf Kufnun Vav, says there, She nitnabla hayom, ubein hashmashot hayeta omedet l'adam v'achilu achi mechatchil. It was alive during the day. It was during the day you could have killed the animal. It was alive, and you could have, I don't know, had somebody. It was muktzah still. I don't know, nonetheless, it died on the yontif. I'm not 100% sure what it's all about. But But he says you can still cut it up, but die and cut to feed the dogs. And then va'avich, with regards to your father, henech alav kikar or tinok v'tiltelo. Put on it a loaf of bread, put on the body loaf of bread or a kid on it, and you can carry it. It's halach on Shabbos, by the way. I brought him a first kashulchan aruch. It's halach on Shabbos. That's how you take out a dead body. If it's smelling in your house, you want to move it, so you can't move it on Shabbos. You got either a kid can sit on it, and then using the dead body is like as Michael's laughing, but it's halacha, right? And then you can carry out the body because you're carrying it, using it as a stretcher, so to speak, or a base for carrying a child. So you're showing that you actually want the child to be carried on it, not the dead body. That's the answer they gave to David HaMelech in the Beit Midrash, to Shlomo HaMelech in the Beit Midrash. But look at the order. They first spoke about the dogs, and then they spoke about the David HaMelech. That's the strange situation, right? And I'm going to go, Amar Shlomo. So the Gemara, isn't that nice what Shlomo said? Look at Rashi there. She'le takarat ha-klavim lo yitzchichu lishanot tiltul nevela. For the dogs, right, they never had to find a heter here, but for the lion, our mate David, asro letaltel, he was ushered to move. And then he carried tinok. Right, that's the first answer. I should get another answer. Lashon acher, she dimuhu tshuvat hakelev letshuvat ha'aryeh. Right, and that's Lashon Rabotai. That's how Rashi. So Rashi gave the first answer, and he says, but Rabotai, my rabbis told me that why is it showing you here that a live dog is better than a dead lion? David was dead. They first worried about the dogs, then they worried about the lion. So Shlomo was speaking sense. He wasn't making up nonsense. Right? Ki lekelev chai hu tov min arei ha'meit. So now, we remember the question, right? The question was, they came and asked this question. The Gemara sort of said, Sha'ul sha'el zu le'ilem artam mirab tabich tanchum de min noy. They asked him a question, Mahu lechabot potzina denorim mikam mevishu shab. The person's sick, can you put out a candle in front of them? So now that we've gone through this whole agadita over here, right, the Gemara says, now with regard to that question, right, Uriyan Sha'ila. So now he says, with regards to your question, what he's saying is, you should have seen now, your answer's already all been given, really. Right, look at Rashi says, Mahu lechabot, can we put out the candles? He says, in the Sha'ila, De Sha'ilne kad maichun. Now look at that, he says, that I asked in front of you, but it wasn't I asked in front of you, it was you asked in front of me. So Rashi says, "Aviyah derech anava amar." David lemaimar de sha'il tun kadmai. It's just anav. He's being an anav. He's saying that it's the question that I asked you. Now I'm going to answer you. Being a bit of a modest person, right? He says, "Ner." We've got ner kruya ner. A candle is called a ner. V'nishmato shel adam kruya ner. And the soul of a person is also called a ner. Look at Rashi there. Kruya ner. Elohim. It says, "Ner Hashem nishmat adam." The Masorah Shas changes Ner Elohim to Ner Hashem, right? It's in Mishlei, right? It says now we've got two candles. We've got the candle and we've got the Ner. Now, Mutav techaben Ner shel basar v'adam v'dam v'dam ibnei Nerosh l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's preferable to put out your own candle for you by the candle of Ashkadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean over there, right? Ner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at Rashi, Mutav Techabe, Lav Me'acha, he says over there, we'll get Rashi in a second, he says, rather extinguish your own candle before you put out the candle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning before you mechalel a kid a person, right, and then he can't learn Torah, that's the Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam, the Ner of the Neshama is a person, you're going to put out his Ner, put out your Ner first, and therefore you can put out the candle if a person there is sick. That was a very long way to get a short answer. Now Rashi tells us, this is not the makor for the halacha, by the way, that if it's pikuach nefesh, you can put out the candle, because that's our case. If it's pikuach nefesh, if you don't put out the candle, the guy's going to die. So Rashi brings our attention, he says, lo me'ach hayali, if it's not learned from here, chilu shabbat to pikuach nefesh, nafkadan mi v'chai bahem, v'lo she'amut bahem. That's a different core altogether. We've got a klal that you should live by the Torah and not die by the Torah. If it's pikuach nefesh, you can always bechal the Torah so the person can live. Ere lahatiman hadavar ba'agada ha'moshechet aleh. But because we wanted to give it in a way that would get the person's attention, lefishayu ba'im nishmoa drosha le'inashim v'abe aretz. It was all people there, women and children, and not the biggest lamdanim. V'have tzichin hadarshanim nimshochet libam. They had to find ways to get them excited, you know, tell all stories, like Rav Tzadok will tell us tonight, it is the Shabbos Hagadol Drosha, lots of stories, right, nimshochet aleh. Right, this is the makor for it. Okay, let's carry on. Amar Yehuda b'Rav of Shmuel bar Shulut Mishmei deRav. Right, Bikshu Chachamim Lignos. Now we quoted a lot in this sugi, in this Amud. We quoted Kohelet. Right? So it says Chachamim wanted to go near Sefer Gadol. They didn't want to be part of the canon of the Tanakh. Why? Because it's got a lot of contradictions inside it. So in the end, Mibnei Milo Ganzu, why didn't they? The beginning and all divrei Torah. Now Rashi says we have a kosher can shesh or ben tam. Also in the middle, also some divrei Torah. Not just the beginning and the end, but it's full of divrei Torah, right? So now he says tchilato divrei Torah. What's the beginning? Dichtiv ma yitron la adam mecholam alosh shamor tachad hashemesh. Person should work and amar Hashem. Amar debar Rabbi Yanai tachad hashemesh. Who da'ein lo kodem shemesh yeshlo. I don't quite understand this. What do you mean tachad hashemesh? He says who da'ein lo. Aval korem shemesh yeshto. What does it mean? Look at Rashi. Yeah, korem shemesh im yamo b'Torah shekadma la shemesh yesh itaron. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. Right. So for divrei Torah, the end is divrei Torah. What is that? Tichtiv sof davar kol nishmaita rim yarevet mitzvotai shamor kizeh kol ha'adam. What does it mean? Kizeh kol ha'adam. This is the whole purpose of man, is to do the mitzvot and serve Hashem and to have fear. Says, what do you mean, ma kize kol adam? Amar Rabbi Elazar. The Mesura Shah changes Eliezer to Rabbi Elazar. He says, two things are here. He says, kol ha'olam kulo, lo nivra el bishvil zeh. The whole world was created just for learning of Torah. And Rabbi Abba Barakana says, shakul zeh kizeh kol ha'olam kulo. This is shakul to the whole world. Shuvin azai omer, v'amir dashirun ben zuma amar, lo nivra kol ha'olam kulo l'tzavot lezeh. The whole world created l'tzavot lezeh, right? For the purposes of, we said, right, lekol amalo she'amol tachad hashemesh, that you should have to be amelus in mitzvot and Torah. Umay tefasa, now they have to understand the Torah. So the word now says umay sotrin lezeh. What does it mean? Where were the steerers? It says ketiv. At one point there's tov ka'as bishok, and uktiv lishok amarti meholel. Right. So it says there on the one it says tov ka'as bishok, that anger is better than tzchok. Then it says lishok amarti meholel, that tzchok is the most praised. Ketiv v'shibachti ani et ha-simcha. One place says, I praise the simcha. Ketiv v'simcha, ma zeh oseh. The other place says, what does simcha do for you? So make up your mind. Either it's praiseworthy, or it doesn't do anything for you. What says, lo kashia. Tov kas mischok. What do you mean, better anger than schok? Tov kas shekoes ha-kodosh baruch hu ala tzadikim ramazeh. It's better that Hashem should have anger on the tzadikim misochek shemesachek kodosh baruch hu ala reshaim bolam hazeh. It says, rather, the anger for the tzadikim in this world, so they'll get more schok lam haba. And better than having let him have schok on the Rishayim in this world, so they won't have any schok in Olam Haba. Ule schok amarti mohola. When I said that schok is the most praised, there's schok shemeschek baruchim atzadikim Olam Haba. Right, that's really a great thing. Hashem jokes with you in the Olam Haba. That is a big schok. V'shibachti ani et ha-simcha. When he said there, I praise the simcha. What simcha? Simcha of mitzvahs. Rashi's over here. Simcha of mitzvahs, kagon hachnasat kala. Rabbi should be excited about it, right? Of brides. Ule simcha maze ose, what does it do? He says, zo simcha she'en shal mitzvah. Right? When we say then, simcha is a waste of time, that's just done mitzvahs, simcha is a lot of mitzvahs, gamdecha she'en shchina shora. This is a beautiful Gemara, I actually wrote it down. Right? She'en shchina shore. The shchina doesn't rest. Lo mitoch atzavut, not every person who's sad, lo mitoch atzavut, not every person who's light-hearted, lo mitoch schok, not with a joker. Rashi is schok mamash, she'ein da'at tzochek miyoshevet alav, afilu eno shelatzon. He said, not even a clown, but just if you're always taking everything not seriously, then you can't have simcha, right? Velo mitoch kaludrosh and light-headedness, Rashi is yeah, latzon, a clown, velo mitoch sicha, not if you're busy always talking all the time, velo mitoch dvarim, but not so nonsense, ele mitoch davar simcha shel mitzvah. When you're involved in davar simcha shel mitzvah, that's where the shechina is shore, that's where Hashem comes to be with. Shenemar v'ata k'chuli menagen v'ya k'nagen ha-menagen v'ati alav yarashem. Remember the story over here, I think it's Elisha, right, I read it somewhere. He says, v'ata k'chuli menagen, that he was upset, he was cross with the king, and in the end he came, and how did he get the Shechina to come back to him so he could give nevuah? He brought a guy to play a musical instrument, and when he was menagen, he got all happy, v'taget alav yarashem, and Hashem came back to him, he said they protected him. Basically, he wanted to be happy, get himself happy, get him in tzach. And so too says Rav Yehuda with the davar halacha. Look at Rashi. Tzarich liftoach b'milei debedichuta b'reisha. Like we saw earlier on, when you give a Torah halacha, a bit of a joke. Get the guy into a good mood so that the shechina will be sure, so that the halachas can be clearly learned and understood and explained. Right? Amar Rav, and Rav says v'chein lechalom tov. You want a good dream? He says, yeah, Rashi. Right? In Bali Shon, When you come to sleep, bitoch simcha, mar in lo chalom tov. You got a bit happy, you get to have a good dream at night. So simcha, right, is a good thing to have. Simcha of mitzvah, and that's when the shechin is all around. There was any, that doesn't make sense. Va'am rav gidl amar rav kolat tamid cham shoshev divnei rabo, fein sifto tav not fot mor omar techaveni. It doesn't make sense. We've got over here a pasuk, and this pasuk over here, right, comes from Shir HaShirim, and we said lechayav. No. I'm in the wrong pasuk over here. Shenemar siftotav shoshanim. Let me find that pasuk. Where's the shibachtin et asimcha shani v'atak cholim again? Yeah. It's in Shir HaShirim. Right? Lechayav karugot abosem. All these psukim are all related. Shir HaShirim coming up now, right? We read Shir HaShirim on Pesach, no? Yeah, in fact, Howard's trying to work out a way to read it with a brocha now over Zoom. Right? Because we got Shir HaShirim for his 60th birthday and he wants to read it later with a brocha. Right? Lechayav karugot abosem migdalot merkachim siftotav shoshanim. Right? When are your lips like roses? Notofot mor over. Right? When they're dripping more. So the Gemara says, yeah, what does it mean dripping more? Notofot mor over. Altikri mor over. Elamar over. When your lips are dripping bitterness. In other words, you're sitting in front of your Rav with panic. Right, after you shoshanim, Ella, don't learn shoshanim roses, Ella sheshonim, that they're learning. So how can you tell me you're going to be happy in Torah? Yeah, you're going to be panicking, you're going to be in fear. He says, lo kashi aha barabba faha betalmid. The Rav has to be happy, the Talmid must be in fear. They're no connection, right? But another answer is, have a rabba, I think with his Rav, lo kashi aha mekame deliftach halabata depatach. Before he starts talking, he must have simcha, b'dichut, a bit of jokes to get things going. And then when he starts turning aloha, then he must become very serious. Ki ad rabba, mekame depatach lu rabbana. Rabbi, you say, before the rabbana would, before he'd speak, amra milta b'dichut, he'd send some jokes. Ubadach rabbana, rabbana would laugh. Lesof yati b'aimta upatach b'shmat. Then he'd get very serious and start learning the sugya. Okay. Now, the Gemara is like, V'af Sefer Mishle, once we're speaking about Kohelet, right, where they wanted to gonez, the Mishle says as well, right, Af Sefer Mishle Bikshu Lignoz. They wanted to also to stick away Sefer Mishle. Why? Shayu Dvarav Sotrin Zetze, because there were steerers in it. Umebneimah Login Zetze, why didn't they? He says, Amre Sefer Kohelet, Lav Einin V'Ashkechi Taima. He says, you know what, when it came to Kohelet, we wanted to go next, because we stuck around and we looked inside and we found it actually made a lot of sense. Maybe we look into Mishle, we'll see that Mishle made a lot of sense as well. Well, my draft, you know, one of the steerers, Kativ Al Ta'an Ksil Kiblatol. The one that says, don't answer a fool with his foolishness. Another one says, Uksiv Anek Ksil Kiblatol. You should answer a fool with his foolishness. The word says, Lokashia. Habe Divrei Torah, Habe Mileta Alma. Now, I'll be honest with you, I would have followed the other way around. Now, Bila Ba Alma, you could, you should, but Divrei Torah, you shouldn't. Rashi says, no, Rashi says, Baha Divrei Torah. Look at Rashi. He said, "But Divrei Torah mutar la'anot kivrato. If a person asks you a stupid question in Divrei Torah, you can answer him stupidly. But in Dvarim Ba'alma, you can't be stupid; just ignore him, right? And there were some strong, rather odd examples, right? Kihad ahud at lekamed Rebbe. A person came to Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, Amarle, and he said to Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, Ishtecha ishtiu banecha bana. Your wife's my wife, and your children are my children. Good news for you. You think they're yours; they're actually mine, right? So Amarle." Rabbi Uranasi says, "Ritzoncha, I think she just take kosher and drink a glass of wine. Shata, the guy drank the wine, upaka, and he died. He didn't waste his time with him on talking nonsense. Same idea. Amara, imcha ishti, your mother is my wife. Vatabin, you're actually my son. Amara, ritzoncha, she just take kosher and drink a glass of wine. Shata, upaka, and he died. Okay, I don't understand what this means. You can understand what it means. Amara, Rabbi Chia now is referring to Rabbi Uranasi. The guy said, your wife is my wife and your children are my children. Meaning what? Your children are mamzerim. Right? So Rabbi Chia, Ahaniya leitzot to the Rebbe. Right? Rebbe's prayers helped him. Why? The Lord Yishvuye Banai Mamziri to Rebbe. Yishvuye Banai Mamziri. He said that no one should ever say that Rebbe's children were mamzerim. Ki have a matzli amar. There's a tefillah. Right? Now we say this in davening every day. It's a tefillah of Rebbe. It's brought in the Siddur in before Pesukah Zimra. Rebbe used to say every day, "Hira tzol mifanecha Hashem elokeinu v'lishet tatzlei yom azay panim." Save me from azay panim. Look at Rashi. Yeah? What are azay panim? Zan. What are azay panim? Look at Rashi there. Shelo yezikuni, that these chutzpanim shouldn't cause me damage. Umi azut panim. What is the difference between azay panim and azut panim? שלא יצא עליי שם ממזרות, הוא אז פנים, ולא אין שלי ושאר, מי או מטרון הממזרים. ראית? בדבר, צדה לגמור, it says, what does it mean בדברי תורה, that you can answer them? ראה שבדברי תורה, מותר לא תקיב לתו, you can answer them as in the stupidity. כי עד יעתי רבן גמליאל וכדריש, אבל אני was really talking, ראית? וכדריש, he said, עתידה אישה, שתדעי בכל יום, he gave a talking some sort of agadita, and he said, in the end, it'll happen, the woman will give birth every single day. שנאמר, הרע ויורדת יחדיו, because the pasuk of Eli says, in the same pasuk, הנה מביא אותה מארץ צפון, from the north, וקיבצתי מירקתה, as bring from all corners of the world, עיוור ומבצח הרע ויולדת, all the blind and the crippled, הרע, and they'll be pregnant, ויולדת יחדיו, קהל גדול ישוב, and they'll all sit, they'll be pregnant, and they'll give birth, they'll be together. It seems to be on the same day, they'll be pregnant, they'll be born. Right? לגלג עליו אותו תלמיד, there's some תלמיד there, it's not a mocky, what are you talking about? אמר, אין כוח להשתך לשמש, the world's not going to change. ואין חדש תחת השמש, women have to be pregnant for 9 months of a baby. What are you talking about? אמר לה, בוא ואירך דוגמתם עולם הזה. So we see that he actually, in Divrei Torah, he went in the same way as he actually indulged him. Right? He said, come and have a look. And he took him an example. He says, Nafak achol tarnagolet. He showed him a chicken. Now, what's the story about a tarnagolet? Rashi Avia says, בא ואירך תרח לענותו, כבלתו, he went to troubles to show him and answer him in his stupidity, that להעמיד דברי תורה מוכנות, show him about Torah, and show him a chicken. What's the nuke about a chicken? A chicken has an egg every day. Every day a chicken lays an egg. So a woman will one day give birth every single day. Sometimes chickens give birth twice. You know, the battery eggs, they keep them in daylight. They think it's day all the time, and they give 2 eggs a day or more eggs a day. Right, for two, another example, Yatra ben Gamliel ve Kedarish. Atidim midanot shemotzi'in perot b'chol yom. Fruits will become every day. A new tree will give fruit. Trees will give fruit every day. Shenemar v'nashaf anaf v'osei pri. V'nasa anaf, sorry, the branches, just as a branch grows, it makes fruit. Ma anaf b'chol yom, ma anaf b'chol yom, just like a branch every day, av pri b'chol yom. So now, lig leg alav, the Talmud there laughed, what are you talking about? Amar enchash tachan Hashem, how can trees start giving fruit every day? Fruits take time. Amar leh, bo erecha, kamatsa, I'll show you, dug matam bolam hazeh, I'll show you an example in this world. Nafak ach v'lei tzalaf, he showed him the tzalaf. Look at Rashi there, what's a tzalaf? He says, bin ilan hatoen gimul minay per, there's the evyonot, v'kafrisim v'lulavin. On this tzalaf, on this plant, there are three edibles on it, at all different seasons. There's an evyon, like a berry. There's a kafris, some other type of a plant, and a lulavin, right? It's hot. And ki ite lahai, leite lahai. Each season, when it hasn't got that one. Kada amar b'resh cheskat habatim. Right? So there, we'll see that going Baba Batra. We learned it actually about these evyonim. We learned it already in Salafi Baba Batra, this whole idea there. So it's the same idea over here. Just like this plant, this tree has different fruits all the time. When it's got this one, it's got this one, it's got this one. So two trees will give fruits every single day. What are you worried about? We see that Rabbi Gamliel made an effort to try and... Obviously, Rabbi Gamliel knows he's talking nonsense, right? But he's saying that he went to the effort to indulge him in Torah, but not in the other stuff. Rabbi and Rabbi Chia just killed the guys. Here they actually went to the effort to indulge him. We're running out of time here. Let's just quickly move on. Another one, the Kedarish, Atidash Yisrael Shetotzi Glusko Tuchlei Melak. It says, in the end, Am Yisrael, the ground will bring forth cakes and different types of materials. Shneimar, Yehi Pisat Bar Baretz. Look at Rashi, I mean, Yehi Pisat Bar Baretz. He says, over there, Tarach, there's no Rashi on that one over there. Right, Ligleg Alav Oto Tamid, Amar El Chashach Ares Amadiyah, Amar Le, Bo Recha Gatsad, took him outside, Nafik Achvele, Kamir Nupitra, he showed him all the different mushrooms and... Help me again, what they're called. There's mushrooms in the cumin. What's the word?
Truffles.
Truffles, thank you. Right, Rashi says over there, cumin patriot, sheyotin, kamot shein, balai lechad, v'rochvan, v'ogurin, klukut, and they overnight they grow, and they're big and wide, like nice big cakes. V'ach le'emilat nivra barkora, Rashi says via barkora, from the heart palms, that as a new palm, a new branch comes, before it gets hard, the inside is a heart of palm, so too, the same idea, we'll carry on tomorrow.